Now, one of the great applications of cross-picking is to approximate a melody with it. Use it as a sort of alternative way to get some melody lines in there. And, of course, because it is cross-picking, because it's an arpeggio, because it's a little bit of a chord, you don't exactly get melody in there, but you can kind of approximate it in the same way that a roll on a five-string banjo is able to approximate the melody. And so Sally Gooden invites you to mess around with that tune, and cross-picking is one of the ways to do it. So the tune goes... If you turn it sort of upside down and backwards, you can cross-pick it as per example 5. It goes sort of... Let me put it in context. Another cross-picking pattern that I'll show you later on is borrowed from Earl Scruggs.